This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Arches Health Plan in Utah is the latest insurance co-op created under the Affordable Care Act to go out of business. Co-ops are nonprofit insurers owned by their policyholders, which are generally individuals and small employer groups. 10 of them have or will close this year. And those that remain are, and this is a quote, financially fragile. That's according to the trade group that represents them. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports on the road to sustainability for the co-ops that are still left.
Kelly Crow doesn't plan on attending any more co-op funerals.
We're not sitting around hoping something happens. We are very actively trying to make something happen.
Crow heads the National Alliance of State Health Co-ops. In the healthcare world, a lot of people see these insurers as an ill-conceived $2 billion sweetener thrown into Obamacare. And while few have shed tears, proposed mega-mergers in the industry have breathed a bit of life into these co-ops, says Crow.
States that have co-ops have lower premium rates than states that don't have co-ops. And, you know, we're talking by like 6, 8, 9%.
The threat of higher prices and lower value care has raised questions on Capitol Hill about how easy it is to enter the market. University of Minnesota economist Stephen Parenti says it's tough.
Yeah, I've done research on this for about 15 years to look at the different startup health insurers, and very few of them have survived.
One question for the Obama administration is how much it's willing to do to keep the co-ops going. The co-ops say pushing out the due date on a five-year loan and changes that make it more attractive for private dollars to invest could be enough to keep the lights on, given the potential that these firms could design more innovative insurance plans and perhaps control costs. Parenti sees some value.
If the regulations are sort of lifted a bit so that these things can compete more actively and they can get access to capital, it would be allow them to go forward. That would be beneficial to see what they're able to do.
Parenti says if the co-ops manage to get a little more breathing room but continue to struggle, then it's time for them to leave the stage. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.